GTKS. What's up, everybody? My name is Jay, and this is Getting to Know Streamers. That's right. Oh my goodness, guys. It is so awesome today. I'm so happy to have this next streamer on. Holy cow. Like, for real, though. I love meeting new people. I also love meeting, like, old, distant friends. This guy is everything put into one. Because when you watch him, even for the first time, it's almost like, hey, I feel like I've known him all my life. But I would like to give a warm welcome to Pale Rider. Pale Rider.
Let's get it!
Let's get it! But, what's up, dude? And what's most important, guys, listen. Pale Rider XP. XP.
The okay. Experienced.
Yes. Yeah, and he's very experienced. Let me tell you something. And
80 years old. Even.
Okay. No, he's a young man, and he's just full of life and laughter. And he's not 80 years old. You don't even look 80, dude.
No, I color my beard to hide. Just kidding. No, I use a Sharpie. Yeah.
You have written stuff on your face, but we're not going to give that away. I've seen all of his clips. He's done some really crazy things to his face for the viewers because he loves you guys. That's it. Mm-hmm. You love the viewers so much. Yeah, dude. And that charity.
Mm-hmm. I have friends more than viewers. I like making connections with other streamers, other viewers. I guess viewers, yes, but I don't like to consider everyone a viewer because I'm a viewer myself. So I like to be a friend first.
Dang, that's powerful, dude. Wait, say that again. What did you say? You don't like to consider, you consider yourself a viewer, right?
Yes. I consider myself a viewer, and I don't like to think that I'm bringing in viewers. I like to think I'm bringing in friends.
Wow. That's really, actually, and listen here, because I know when you're just going to pop off, dude. You're already popping off. You got, like, great community. That's really important, I think, for even popular streamers to say, because they need to be like, listen, yes, I am maybe a popular streamer, but I also want to be a viewer. Like, I never, ever want to lose that, like, you know what I mean? Yes. Going into people's streams, and you do that too, right? I mean, you go into people's streams.
Oh, I love going into people's streams. I do a lot of lurking also because I always feel awkward. Like, I'm going there and I'm like, hey, everybody. And then they're going to be like, oh. I always interject right in the middle of the conversation. Too,
of course.
We talk about.
That's what you do, and that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, speaking to this next part, part of our banter, it's really awesome because we met Pale Rider at, I think it was mainly Guardian Con, right? Is that where we met?
2018?
I think it was 2018. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was 2018.
Did you go to 17?
No.
I don't remember.
No.
Okay, then it was 18. Mm-hmm. The Bush incident.
Yes. It's funny because we were just talking to Cheeky not too long ago in the previous episode about the Bush. But let me tell you something. When we saw Pale Rider, well, first off, we didn't know he was Pale Rider. You know, I didn't know who he was. All I know is this Pale, dude, you are tall, dude. You are a tower. And it's so funny. Tony, my buddy Tony, you know, who we stream with, he saw you. He's like, that guy is tall. I'm like, dude, I know. He's freaking crazy.
And there
tall.
Are other people that I met this year at Guardian Con that are, you never expect, that are taller than me. And people are like, well, they literally said, well, I thought Pale was tall, man. Look at this guy, man. My buddy Square D. He's a giant. Dude, awesome dude.
That's great. Yeah, I think I've seen pictures of you even saying how people are taller than you.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's I mean, dude, I can't say neither here or there. I know that I'm not that tall, but to me you're a tower, dude, which is fine. You know. And you will never he's a killer. No, he doesn't.
I'm a killer pillar.
He's a killer filler. But, you know, and just so you guys know, before we move on to our questions, his chest is very dominant. It's very very manly and very – do you work out?
First thing you see – I do. I've been actually an avid gym goer since, let's say, 1999, 2000. I off and on in the gym. I know a lot about working out, a lot about nutrition, I never went to school for it. I just like working out.
Right.
I pick things up, I put things down. I've been doing it for years. All
yeah.
right.
Do your fit? Yeah.
Well, sometimes, yeah. I'm dad fit currently. I used to be fit. Right. Now I'm dad fit, and now it's a trend. So now I'm like, yo, I'm just gonna lamp here, dude.
Yeah.
I'll work out my chest once a month, and then just go places right after the workout. I'm like, mm-hmm. So,
and have people touch your chest. That's totally
slap cool. me on the chest, dude. Yeah,
I think that's one of the very first things you said to us. It's actually like, hey, what's up? I'm paralyzed. I know my chest is big. Something like
a dominant. I know chest. I'm gonna be good. And I always, that's just how I'm built. Like mm-hmm. I don't only do chest. I actually not neglect the chest, but it's because of my upper stature. I walk chest forward.
Oh yeah,
people
yeah.
literally strangers like, oh man, you came out with your chest out.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Sorry. I'm not being aggressive. I'm like, whoa, dude, this is how I walk.
Yeah. And it's, you know, guys, I'm not saying that he does that in the prideful way, but he does it because it's hilarious. Because he does. You're like a very confident oh, yeah. person.
I'm a peacock.
You're
I gotta fly.
You know, let me peacock. Let me fly.
Gotta fly.
The yeah. other guys. Okay. Shout well, out to I love the other guys.
I'm proud, man. I'm proud to be alive, man. I like to be alive. I don't do it to look tough. I don't walk around my arms out. I carry myself like, hey, man. I'm confident who I am, dude.
Man, you care about people too, which is really cool. Like oh,
I love most humans.
Yeah. Most humans. I love most humans. Humans are
I love most humans. Most of them are you know like in need of help is what I love most.
You know, at some point we all are, right? And it's kind of like, you know what? As long as we get that help, you know what I mean? Because I know I used to be one of those people. I'm like, ugh. But then I got help, which is really nice. AKA seek help.
Seek help.
Dial this number. 1-800-PALE-RIDER. No.
XP.
XP.
Dial 7 for extra XP.
Oh, God. I just snorted. Okay. So we're going to go on to our first question, which I'm actually very curious because I, and guys, these are things because I'm a fan of Pale Rider. And like I said, I like in like the way he said it, I like to consider myself a viewer as well. No matter how popular we all get or whatever happens, fan bases, we all need to support each other. And this question, I always thought like, so when did you start streaming and what got you into streaming?
So I've always been like a goofy guy. I tell jokes. I'm the maturity level of, I don't know, an 8-year-old, 8 to 15-year-old, whatever you want to call it.
Perfect.
I have no maturity level actually. So I was playing Destiny. And I'm looking on PlayStation. I'm looking at PlayStation. I was like, what's this Twitch stuff? And everyone that I was playing with was like, oh, it's for live streamers and all this. I was like, all right. I was like, what do they do? And they, literally, this is the conversation. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, you know, you just play and then you entertain. So I started looking at Twitch. I'm like, enjoying the company of the streamers that were streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is awesome. This mm-hmm. is awesome. I can be goofy, play video games. And then people, and then they're like, then you can make some money. And just like every beginning streamer, they're like, wait, money? I don't have to work? Jumped right in. I'm going to be famous. I bought a PlayStation camera.
Oh, yeah.
A PlayStation Eye. I'm like, I'm going to be famous, guys. And then you, over the years, I haven't started streaming.
Right.
2015. So I've been streaming about 4 years.
2015?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I've been streaming for a long time, dude. Straight the first 2 years was a straight PlayStation and ignoring chat, just like just playing with a camera.
Right.
It's ridiculous. All right. And I slowly started learning etiquette, streamer rules, so to speak, you know, unspoken etiquettes, you know, politeness of being a streamer. Because most people forget this as streamers. Mm-hmm. I'm a streamer. I play this, I play that. Hey, support me, throw me a link, a like, follow, a heart.
Right.
And high five something. That's not how you do it, man. And they're like, I'm not growing. Why am I not growing? And it's because, and I had to learn this, dude.
Yeah, like, literally. Preach it. Dude, preach it, dude.
I used to literally be like, I'm the funniest person on the planet. Why are they not watching me? You know what I'm saying? Mm. And it took me like a year and some change to really realize. And that's to a lot of people's other podcasts and, you know, tweets out. Like, this is how you do it. And I go, all right. So I started trying different things. And then networking. 100% networking. Making friends as such as yourself. Like going to these conventions. I never really went to conventions, you know. And I just started making friends. First, I was like, I'm making followers. Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Why do I only have 5 followers?
Why?
And then I was like, you know what, dude? That's not the way either, man. I don't care about followers, man, because I don't follow anyone, like real life or whatever. But whatever.
You don't follow somebody around in the mall, right?
Yeah, I follow. Hey, I'm following you now. What's up? I'm hitting your heart. Let me hit your heart.
Yeah, right.
Punch you in the heart. All right. Anyway, then I literally just started making friends. I was like, you know what? I don't care about anything besides hanging out with people. I started playing Destiny. Destiny is the game. Destiny 1, I guess. Mm-hmm. Right. Destiny is the game that got me into the community aspect of streaming.
Right.
Great community on Destiny. Great. They actually help. I mean, in retrospect from other communities, yeah, there's a lot of turmoil in all communities, and specifically the past 2 years in Destiny, but it's always been an all-encompassing, friendly, accepting environment almost in every channel you go to.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, a lot of them don't care about numbers. They don't care, they just want to make friends, or they just want to play with you. They just want to hang out, run a raid, run some PvP, do something. That struck a chord to me. I was like, dude, friends are friends, and friends are nice. So I just started making friends with streaming, and then I just kept streaming because, again, I get friends that come in.
Mm-hmm.
They want to hang out. That's how I hang out now. I don't go anywhere or do anything. You know, right. It's too expensive.
Right. Yeah.
I spend all my money on my stream stuff.
You know, it's so true, because really what streaming is, and what really got, like, you know, and to be honest, like Ninja, these other guys who play Destiny, and these really popular guys now, is they just played the game. And well, I think it's whether, and I think you have something to say too about this, is that you can be funny or you can be really good at the game, but it's just a matter of if people see you enjoying playing a game, that's what means most. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, the thing is, like, I don't play Destiny or Fortnite or PUBG because I want to be really good. I play because I want to be good, but that's not why people are watching me. I'm just having fun, and I want people to be there when I'm having fun. You know, and people.
That's
need
why
that.
I like. That's one of the things I definitely like about your stream. You both of you guys literally have smiles on your faces the entire time.
Right.
Even dying. There was a year and a half of my streaming where I was just straight a bag of salt. I hate it, and I'm like, I don't care, blah blah blah, about f bombs and all that stuff. Yeah, dude, it was just so terrible, dude. And people literally, you could see it. You could see just dropping off viewer count. You're like, oh, so that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. Does not, does it?
Yeah, no, it doesn't work at all, dude. So I literally a long time, but I like almost your motto of playing. I just played because I like playing the game.
No, it's a video game, and it's fun. Yeah, and we're gonna have some great streamers on later about like cosplay, and we don't just, you know, obviously, but Pale Rider is a big video game guy, and I love that. And actually, on to the next question is, you spoke about Destiny, and dude, of course, Destiny after Halo, the Halo franchise, of course, was. I know it's probably coming back soon or whatever, but Destiny is an amazing game. And I know that, you know, Destiny has been played out a lot of times, people looking for certain things. Maybe they're still grinding for different things, which is great. But what game are you excited for, like, next? Like, Pale Rider XP, dude, what is that guy? What are you excited for next?
I'm literally excited for Shadowkeep. There, I had a falling off with Destiny. I stopped, like, helping people. But Shadowkeep is Destiny, the next step in Destiny. I've revamped my love for Destiny, and now I'm really excited for the next expansion in Destiny.
Okay.
But also, Borderlands 3. I bought the other Borderlands, the handsomeness and this and that. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Borderlands 3 looks pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
And then Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk looked good. It's like kind of right up my alley.
Yeah, that's your game, dude. That's your game.
I like that. I'm a Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk XP, dude.
I'm a cyberborn gorgeous punk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's nuts, man. I'm looking forward to those three games. Not a lot of anything else. You know, as a game lover, I've played pretty much. I tried a lot of different games, a lot of different genres. Right. Those are the three that I'm actually looking forward to in the future.
Yeah, you know, were you there at Last Guardian Con? Did you play Did you play Borderlands 3?
I did. I absolutely did.
You know, and I have to be honest, and I tell them a lot of my buddies this who love, do they swear by Borderlands, which is fine. If that's your kind of game, that's the thing. I'm not going to say, the game's dumb. Like, I'm just like, dude, if that's your thing, awesome. But for me, Borderlands, every single Borderlands came out, I was almost like I was trying to force myself to like it. And I was like, you know, but it's a great game, but at Guardian Con, this last Guardian Con, 2019, I went there and Tony and I were in line. I was like, dude, let's play this. I heard the new mechanics that are on the game and the way that it felt. I'm very yes. much excited for Borderlands 3.
And that statement in itself is why I'm excited for it, because again, I played the other one. It was slow, clunky. The banter inside the game was amazing. I was like, wow, this is hilarious.
That's all you again, yeah.
Yeah, but once I played Borderlands 3 and then hearing and seeing from other, you know, streams or whatever, early access, the actual movements, it's fast-paced. You can mantle now. What game doesn't have mantle? Like, right. Come on, bro. Now it has mantle. So now I'm like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, you're interested. And I definitely, you can tell, and I actually read up, if you guys ever want to read the patch notes for Borderlands 3, a lot. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, it's still Borderlands. I'm like, it is. But if you read the patch notes, it's, and if you play the game, you know, Pale Rider and I got at Guardian Con, we got a taste of it. You know, we were able to try it before it's not even coming out. I think it's coming out September. But you know, we're not even, I'm like broadcasting it. We're not like, you know, sponsored by them or anything. But when we played it, like Pale Rider said, really awesome, really excited for it. And I'm excited. I know Cyberpunk is going to be definitely really good. That, again, that's definitely your kind of game, dude. That's like, I can't wait to watch you play that. That's the kind of game that I'm like, I would want to watch Pale Rider play than myself play, just to be honest. Yeah. Like, because the way that you interact with, you know, you read your comments, you do all these different things, and it's almost like you're there with Pale Rider. It's almost like we're there with you, you know?
So, just a little insight.
Yeah.
First time ever, but I actually thought about doing a little Cyberpunk cosplay, dude.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah.
First time, like something around the time that it comes out or something, or if, you know, just getting all, I got leather jackets, I got fingerless gloves, I got face paint, and I got gel. I could throw gel and make my face spiky.
I could see you in it. Dude, that's awesome. Well, guys, be excited. So watch his Twitter, Instagram, whatever. He may throw up a picture. You never know, that might happen. Here's a question number three. What made you think Pale Rider as a name? Like, what is it? I mean, XP is also on that, guys. We don't want to emphasize because it's a new brand. It's awesome, and I love the XP after his name. But Pale Rider, like, what got you to think of that?
So I've always been a metalhead. Metallica, Iron Maiden. Mm. Metal-headed out, Judas Priest, Slayer, everything. Okay? Nice. So the theatrics of that is like, you know, apocalypse, end times, you know, not, I hate saying the devil genre, but it's, you know, it's the theatrics of the dark
hardcore.
Side.
Hardcore, yeah, I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, hardcore, he is the devil, it's the end of days. So I'm actually, my original, my name is Eric, as Eric. Okay. My actual email is the fourth horse, which is the Pale Rider, which is the fourth horse of the apocalypse.
Right, right, right.
Which is the end game. And I just enamored with that. So I went with fourth horse for my email. And then when I started streaming, I'm like, you know what, dude, how can I translate into myself, you know, like who I am into my stream? And I'm like, you know what, I'm the Pale Rider, dude, because I'm a white guy, you know, and kind of a rider, you know, I'm a rider, okay, I'm a rider.
Yeah.
And then it was Pale Rider 766.
Right.
Because the word Pale Rider, there's like 700 bots with Pale Rider, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Pale Rider, for some reason, Pale Rider is not original. As I thought it was going to be original, it is not.
Mm-hmm.
There's 800 of them or something.
Right.
And the 766 is like, not 666, it's like I'm innate good mixed with a double dose of evil, kind of.
Right, you right,
know,
right.
What I was going with, edgy.
Edgy. Right.
Yes, edgy. So I went Pale Rider 766.
Right.
I've had that for years, almost 4 years. And then I'm like, dude, I hate the numbers. I got to get rid of the numbers.
Right, right.
So somebody in stream was literally like, hey, just change, you can have Pale Rider, just change the L to a capital I. And it'll just say Pale Rider. I said, you're brilliant. I change it as I'm streaming.
Really?
My whole stream crashed. Everything crashed. My Discord crashed. My stream crashed because everything was tied into the Pale Rider with the L email. So once I changed the name, everything just crashed. Like, what the hell's going on? He trolled me, got me, blah, blah, blah. You know, I was like, what's going on? And I realized that everything was picking it up as PAI.
Wow.
Like Pay Rider, Pie Rider, I got a lot.
Pie Rider?
People were calling me Pie Rider, dude. Which is kind of funny because it was at a point where I just got frustrated with streaming and I was like, you know what? I'm Pie Rider. I'm just leaving it. I'm not going to change it. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Right?
Right.
So I got rejuvenated a little bit through streaming, you know, visiting Guardian Con, and I was talking to Get Wrecked Labs. They do overlay changes and stuff like this. And I've been dabbling in doing a rebrand, rechange. Young Khan did my original artwork, and I was like, I want to change it. I've been doing this for 2 years. So I was like, how am I going to get rid of that number? How am I going to change it from Pie Rider? I don't want to go back to 766. What am I going to do? And my four-year-old son goes, you're Pale Rider, and like sticks his tongue out at me. I'm like, what? And then I translated it. Then he goes, yeah, you're Pale Rider, poop. Right? And I was like, I am Pale Rider poop because, I was a little frustrated with the streaming. And right. Then I was like, you know what, dude? I made it's actually the, not the emoji, but it's the X with the tongue hanging out.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
What do you call those things?
The little, oh, geez.
Something. Yeah. We're
both having moments.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. This is what I looked at it. It was like Pale Rider XP. I'm like, yo, dude, I got a lot of XP, dude. Experienced as a mogul. Are you part of the experience? Then I started formulating all this stuff. I'm like, I'm Pale Rider XP. I looked it up. It was available on Twitch. I became Pale Rider.
Dude, what an epic. That's so friggin' epic. I love that, dude. And you know what, dude, I just had a vision. So use it for what you will. Don't use it. You can be like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Okay, so we need to get an artist. Listen, anybody who's listening to this podcast, which we actually have over 300 already across the board, Spotify, Google Play. So congratulations, everybody, for that. That's awesome. Thank you. More gathering. That's awesome. Anybody who's listening to this, you're a graphic artist, please get in contact. I can see you. Like, basically, it's not a cartoon. It's more of like a painting cartoon, so it's serious, but not. You on a horse, dude, and the horse is midair, like straight. You know how, like Heil Silver Away? You have a destiny gun in your hand, whichever one you want, right? And the horse is pooping out XP points, dude. Just
legit,
dude.
So I had half of that thought process already because I drink from Das Boot. All right,
I saw you last night. Das Boot.
Yeah, I love that thing. I have a big Viking hammer that I keep next to me just because I'm giant Viking in itself, right? Germanic background.
Yep.
So I was literally thinking me being on or some type of me being on a horse flying through the air, maybe a destiny gun and then my hammer or boot, but pooping out XP is hilarious,
dude. I'm just saying, dude, because you're so serious, like you can get so serious about gaming, but you're also just hilarious. So like, dude,
I poop out XP left and right.
Everybody get your concept art out, and I need you to tag Pale Rider. And or if somebody has a better idea, I'm sure, right? You're looking for, like, you show stuff all the time. Like, you're like, hey, guys, this is, you love to show people what they've made or something if it has to do with you. It's awesome, dude. It's to include the fans. So that's somebody get on that, because Pale Rider, that's such an epic. And by the way, those of you who are starting out streaming, if you just listen to Pale Rider, don't change your name while you're streaming. So that's a good little heads up.
Don't do it.
Yeah. You could crash, and that makes sense. I never thought about that before. If you change it while you're streaming, your stream's like, I don't know who you are. Shut off. Just to completely confused.
Yeah, no. It was not the most embarrassing moment on stream. I have that if you ask. But it was just like at the time of frustration. Mm-hmm. It fit the bill. I'm like, you know what? This is why, man. This is why. Again, the growth was stagnant. My mental state was not right into streaming because I was going through a lot of stress at work. So I was like, you know what, dude? This is just, I'm Pie Rider, man. I don't care.
Right. And to let you guys in kind of, we've experienced that too. Just, you know, those of you who think streaming is like very, very easy, but we are playing video games. We are doing cosplay. We are doing these kind of things. But the thing is that, Pale Rider, I guess I can speak for you as well, is that we do care about our audience so much. You care about your audience so much, but at the same time, it's a grind. It's a grind to, and you know, and you have to deal with these spammers that come in, these different people. when you're just trying to have fun and grow a community. And you know, you want to give your community what they want, but at the same time, you have to be who you are. And it's not as easy as everybody thinks that it is. And this is another reason why GTKS is here, you know, to basically, and to tell people, dude, you are doing a great job. You are phenomenal, dude. And I really do appreciate you streaming and just, I mean, you know how many people, like one time I was really down in the dumps and I turned Pale Rider on. This is actually, I didn't tell you this about this before. Nice. But I saw him and man, he was even like, I'm going through some crap, but we're going to play some Destiny. He's like, he's talking, but it really encouraged me. And you don't know who you encourage, you know, and who you like say, man, thank you, Pale, like, thank you, like Pale Rider for being there, for knowing that he goes through crap too. But he's just like, you know what? I'm going to do what I do because this is who I am and this is what I love to do. You never know who you're going to like. You know what I mean? Like, you never know who you're going to help. And it's just, it's so awesome in the community. So, dude, you're doing a fantastic job, dude. And you're so...
greatly appreciated, man.
Dude, and for sure. And, you know, for those of you filling out applications for GTKS and all, that's great. But I've known Pale Rider, and this is basically... obviously, we know his content, but we look for that. We look for that, like, man, like, you know what? You're doing what you love, and it's, like, so cool. And so, plus, you know... Yeah, go ahead.
In kind of a reciprocation, like, and again, you never know who you inspire. Watching you guys and your energy and your I don't want to say happiness, but your positivity, you've actually helped me re-inspire myself, because I'm like, oh, dude, these guys are happy, man. They're playing games and they're happy. I gotta be like that. Right. How? Why? And you're like one of the only Fortnite people I watch. I hate Fortnite. Let's just stay out there. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
People listen to the podcast. I don't like Fortnite.
It's not your thing. It's not your thing, dude.
It's not my thing, dude. All my kids play it. But we have four kids play it. But, dude, I don't like Fortnite. But when I watch you play it, you're actually pretty good. And it's fun to watch, dude.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you know... Well, we, you know, and it's good to be, we try to do variety, like we play all these sorts of games, but that's why I don't like to go to somebody streaming like, oh, they're playing this. You never know who you're going to miss out on, you know, because the thing is like, I may not like, what's that one game? Oh, geez. Not that I don't like it, but it's hard for
Siege.
Me. Siege is amazing, I found out me playing it, I'm like, wow, but that person streaming it, I love watching it. I'm like, well, this is interesting. I'm like, this because the person's so cool. I won't give away who that is because it might be an upcoming interview. You never know. But now, guys, we're going to mix up Pale Rider's brain, Pale Rider XP. We're going to do a new segment, that is... So basically, okay, this next one is called Lightning Round. So, basically, how this works is basically ask you 10 questions as fast as I can. Answer as fast as you can. And if you can't, it doesn't matter, whatever comes to your brain first, just say it as fast as you can. And there's no judgment, okay? Because Pale Rider has, let me repeat this. Pale Rider has not heard these questions before, and these questions are so random, so weird, so it has nothing to do. It's just a lightning round. Are you ready for the lightning round?
You risk. I am ready, but you risk an F-bomb because I'm in construction. Okay, I'm gonna do my best to not include that, but you risk it because everything I go, oh F man, dude. I'm gonna think. Okay.
Hey, that's why we have a bleep button. All right, just
nice. You bleep me out, please.
Don't worry, dude. You know what? You've already won 1 million points, Pale Rider. You're good. You're good. This is just for fun, okay? Nice. Then we'll go on to our next segment. But are you ready for lightning round? We're going to hit him with 10 questions. Are you ready?
Fire.
In 3, 2, 1, here we go. Alligator or lion?
Lion.
Rifle or shotgun?
Shotgun.
Mario or Luigi?
Mario.
Chicken sandwich or burger?
Chicken sandwich.
Cake or pie?
Pie.
Truck or Jeep?
Truck.
McDonald's or Burger King?
Burger King.
Hulk or Iron Man?
Hulk.
Pizza or Chinese food?
Pizza.
Betty White or Ariana Grande?
Betty White all day.
He did it! Well, you were really confident. with all those.
I've answered all these questions in my own brain because they were extremely personal to me. I love Betty White and pizza. Sue me.
Wait a minute. This is what's funny. He says, I've already answered all these questions. And maybe you are the fourth horseman.
Yes.
Just all knowing.
I've never heard those questions, like you said. And legit, mm-hmm. I've answered those questions. McDonald's, Burger King, I love Burger King.
Right.
I love Burger King. Jeep or truck? I don't really dig Jeeps.
Right. Okay.
I like trucks. So a lot of those were just like easy.
So we're just going to go over these. Yeah, we're just going to go over these real fast because you already said those. So alligator or lion, you chose. Which one was it again?
The lion.
Quick thing. Why a lion than an alligator?
So that was easy. I like lions. I like the power of a lion. I walk like a lion, if you want to say.
You do walk like
a... I am a Leo. I was born in August.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
Big number birthday, but it's still coming.
Right.
I just like lions in general. They're majestic, large, strong, powerful creatures.
They are just like you. Yes. But do you have hallelujah. Rifle or shotgun? You chose which one?
Shotgun.
Okay. Any just
so if that was that one was a little like in my video games, mm-hmm. whichever one is first person, third person. I recently acquired the taste for sniping and using, you know, some distance in it. But I'm always at heart a very aggressive lion type shotgun. Here I come. I'm running.
In your face.
I'm coming. I'm right here. That's it. Here I come.
In your face. Dude, that's all. Shotgun, yeah. I did see you shoot some snipes. Guys, you got to check out his page, like his Twitch clips and stuff. Literally, he is so focused in some of these clips. And like, dude,
that's probably the downfall of my stream, I think, dude. I hang my mouth open and everyone says it. You're so intense. And I'm like, I just want to snipe this guy.
Dude, but it's the greatest thing, though.
I really think people hate it, dude, because I do get so intense. I'm just like, ha, 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 talking. And then there'll be an instance in the game where I'm just like, dun, dun, dun.
But you see, you have to have that, though. Like, see, you're talking, right? But then people are there to watch the gameplay as well. So it's a little bit of both worlds, you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, well, now we get to the bam. You shoot this sniper shot in one of those close arenas, like on Destiny. It's like, oh my, just right around the corner. Just blip, and like, oh my God, that was so good, dude. Okay, so Mario or Luigi, which one did you choose?
Mario.
Okay.
I'm an older brother. Luigi is lame.
Okay. Yeah.
Mario's just popular.
Okay, I got you. And you chose burger over chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I like burgers. I like expensive burgers.
Oh, heck yeah, dude.
So if you said expensive burger or cheap chicken sandwich, I would have gone expensive burger. But chicken is, again, more, I don't know why.
That's okay.
I think they're equal.
Yeah, but
I said it because I think I'm a workout guy again, so I got to go with chicken everything.
Right. Bro, grilled chicken.
Yo, I grill a chicken, make it a sandwich, chicken sandwich.
cake or pie, you chose?
Not a very big sweet eater. I chose pie. I don't like cake at all, really. Even ice cream cake, really. I never eat birthday cake, never. Like, the most I eat is if my wife's like, hey, taste it. I'll take the tiniest bit. Mm-hmm. It's just too sweet for me. I like vegetables and fruits. And yes. It's just natural.
You are a Viking, you know? For sure, yeah.
I am, dude, and meat. And animals, and I can break its neck and eat it.
Where's my steak and my vegetables?
Yeah, meat and potatoes.
You know, I'm not a big sweet guy either. Like candy, I can't do a lot of it. It's weird. I really can't. I never really dig.
The candy I really dig is like candy canes. Candy canes and mints, peppermints.
Yeah, because they help your breath. Yeah. And it's just kind of like something to suck on, you know? I get you. Truck or Jeep? You already did that one. McDonald's, you said Burger King over McDonald's.
Yeah, I definitely like burgers. The burgers of Burger King are way better.
They're bigger, right? They're like more heftier, right? Yeah, I feel like the same, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Hulk or Iron Man, you chose?
Hulk, just because of, again, my personality and my... Tail smash! Like freaking mentality, dude.
Right.
Tail burger!
Pale want horsey and burger and vegetables.
Tail smash potato!
But so I love it because now people who are just listening to this are like, I gotta check this guy out. Like, I gotta see if I have never
seen. At your own risk.
At your own.
Much more swearing.
So. Yeah, and that's, you know, dude, hey, to each his own. Like, listen, guys, if you're gonna go in there, it's
everything
all
friendly. Everything on my stream is friendly, like family friendly, LGBTQ friendly. Everything is about being friendly.
Mm-hmm. Loving but people.
I do. Charity. It's about being friendly, charitable, and experienced and having friends. But I'm in construction. I swear a lot, dude. Mm-hmm. My family's in the military, dude. They swear. I mean, they try not to swear, but then every discipline was a swear. So it's like, I swear.
Yeah. And that's it. But it's like, gloves are off when you guys, you love his channel, guys. And then of course you said you like Betty White, you know,
White. Yeah. I don't remember my grandmother, but I remember seeing Betty White from a kid. Mm-hmm. And then at one point on Golden Girls. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Like my mother would watch or whatever. And then at one point, Betty White just got raunchy and I saw a meme of her giving the middle fingers. I'm like, Betty White is the S. Betty White is amazing.
Dude, can I just say this? What would you do, okay,
real,
if, like, Betty White heard about your stream? I'm just saying, just what if? This is fun. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she was just like, I want to meet you. What if you met Betty White and then you got a video of her saying, watch Pale Rider XP? Like, what would you do?
I would love that. I saw a couple. I forgot who I saw, man. Somebody had Andy Dick shout out their stream.
No.
Well, oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm trying to remember who it was, man. I think it was Sergeant Fidget.
Sergeant Fidget?
Or was it Mitsu? Was it Mitsu? I think it was Mitsu. It was Mitsu. It was Mitsu.
That's right. I do follow Mitsu.
Yeah, and it was Andy Dick. I'm like, I loved that tweet. Because Andy Dick is saying, you got to follow Mitsu. He's hilarious. He has more scarves and a little bit, you know,
yeah, whatever. He's made fun of him.
Yeah, kind of. I don't even meant to roast him, but he was just like, you know, sprinkling his stuff.
That's Andy Dick cool, right there.
I would love Betty White to shout me out,
dude. Well, hey, Betty White. Not the chance
of you. If you're listening, wink.
First off, Betty White, if you're listening to a podcast about getting to know streamers, you are even more than amazing than what we thought you were. So, moving on to our last segment here is clip clapping. Do you know what's happening? So, can you easy clap your own clip? So, what I did was, like I told you, I've watched all of your, dude, I think I've seen all of your clips, like for real. And not only that, guys, listen, I watch them all the way through. Like, I'm not like that kind of, no. I'm devoted. I do my homework. So I and for Pale Rider, of course, it's always a pleasure because it's like watching a nonstop Netflix episode. Are you done watching yet? Nope. I'm gonna keep
There's
on
so
going.
So much noise in my clips, dude. Like, this is gonna be hard AF. There's so much random noise because I'll just be in that focus mode, mm-hmm, and then something goes right and I go,
yeah, it's just like everything's like clipping. It's so great. Oh, yeah. So I do have the clip here. And so basically, if you can, this one should be pretty easy for you. I mean, I chose it because when I was watching it, I thought WTF. I was like, what is going on right now? So this is actually not this is not necessarily in the beginning of the clip or even the end. This could be anywhere in the clip. So this is we're going to play this this next one called Clip Clapping. Do you know what's happening?
I love that intro. Oh, the instant jam. I love it.
It's like that old 80s kind of like shake your shoulder pads.
Did you guys make that?
Yeah. I just recorded it and just
You made that?
Yeah. I was just on my bed with my iPad. I was like, yeah, right.
You have no idea how fast right after this podcast that's going to be my ringtone.
I will send you the file. I have no problem. You can go ahead and do it.
Oh, man. Dude.
It goes on to like, glibbity-clap. So weird. Actually, the main audio soundbite was supposed to be, it's something like it was supposed to be like a little quick little like clapping. Do you know what's happening? Like something like that. I was like, nah, it's too Bob Barker. I don't know. It's a little too much. Okay, so this is clip clapping. Do you know what's happening? So the next thing, guys, once I press this, he is going to hear his own clip, and he's going to be able to tell me what that is. You have three listens if you want to replay it. But here you go. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is Pale Rider. Clip clapping. Do you know what's happening?
Joanna. Oh, and what do we have here inside, my little friends?
That's it.
Is that when I first, is that an IRL when I first got my computer?
You were, but can you tell us what you were, here, let's play one more time for everybody, because I'm sure they want to hear that again. So, I know that I do. Okay, hang on, here it is again.
Joanna. Oh, and what do we have here inside, my little friends?
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. I am stumped. I do not know that clip.
Do you want to hear it one more time, or do you want me to?
I'll hear it one more time.
Okay. I'm glad you said that, because I love Joanna.
Joanna.
It's oh my god.
I'll say that all day.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. One more time.
All right.
Joanna. And what do we have here inside, my little friends?
What is happening in that clip, dude?
It's okay. Oh. You already won. I love the... By the way, he does moan a little bit in what he does, everybody, just so you know. Oh. Sometimes you're like, oh, hit that shot. Oh.
Oh, I'm very physical when I do stuff, I guess.
So you were doing an unboxing for some equipment that you're getting for your computer. Yeah.
That's my Joanna, dude. My computer's name is Joanna because it's my first computer. I named her Joanna. It was built by Power GPU.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I never had a computer before, like one of these. I've had a laptop. I've had an Apple, the first Apple, you know, like in the world.
Right, right, right.
And I got it. I was so excited. And I knew it. And I really love the musical and or movie Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Right, that's a good one.
And that's him singing to his daughter Joanna, whatever.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm a movie buff too, dude. Wow, my brain just exploded.
This is mostly a Johnny Depp one. I've only watched clips of the actual musical, but this is mostly the movie that I sing.
Wow.
And are you beautiful and pale with yellow hair like her? And I sing these things all day. And so I was yearning and longing for my computer.
For
so
Joanna.
I just started singing Joanna. And I named her Joanna.
So I'm going to be honest. When you guys, this clip is going to go up on our Twitter. Okay. And the whole clip is going to go up on the Twitter. So what it is when you guys watch it, he doesn't start off singing Joanna. So it's going to, threw me for a loop because he's opening up a box and he's talking about his knife and he's just like moaning, talking about his knife or something. And he's hitting the box profusely. And then all of a sudden starts singing Joanna. And I'm like, wait, what? Why is he singing Joanna? Like, what is happening? I was like, is this that sporadic?
Oh, so awesome,
dude, that's really cool. So that clip is going to go up. If you'd like to see it, please retweet it, whatever you want to do.
I want to see what's going on.
I have it saved, dude. I got it. We're going to share that right away. I mean, we're coming down. We've been here for quite some time, Pale, what I want to do is, and this next time, basically... You know, right now what we're doing, is there anything that you want to plug, man? Anything that you want to broadcast, please plug away. Anything you have coming up or even your stream or whatever you have, man, say it now. Whatever you want, brother. The stage is yours.
I want to plug a couple things. St. Jude's Children's Medical Research Hospital. Okay. They need help. Any donation that is made either through my channel or... directed to them. Everything goes directly to them. 75% of their revenue comes from direct donations. And it's one of the only charities that the donations go directly to the hospital. There's no middleman. There's no, let's go send it to California first and get it checked out. Take a piece. Everything supports St. Jude's. No parent or child ever has to pay a bill whilst they're trying to cure childhood cancer. So I'd like to shout them out. Secondly, I'd like to shout out Get Rec Labs. You can find them on Twitter, Instagram. You can find them multiple different places, but GETREKT Labs. He is going to be doing my rebrand overlay. It's going to be Pale Rider XP, but I'm going to be looking pretty.
Yeah.
And just myself, Pale Rider XP. You can find me on Twitter, Twitch, soon YouTube maybe. I don't really know that much, but Instagram also. I post a lot of stuff. My kids and stuff like that. But maybe I had a good time. That's really it.
So yeah, guys, that right there.
He's and Betty White!
And Betty White!
Shout out to Betty White! Betty White!
You know, I got to say, shout out to Ariana Grande, too, for, Courage JD. You know, it was interesting what I saw there on Twitter, but Betty White, mostly. but guys, I want you to notice something before we get going, is that he said St. James Foods. He is a giver, and it really is pale. Like, just from, I know that, you know, I want people to know who you are, man, and that you're not after anything except for making people, you know, feel greatly appreciated, welcomed. And dude, you're so great. And I wish I was as cool as you, maybe one day.
You are.
Listen, man, I don't feel like it.
I watch you. I'm your viewer. Remember that, dude.
Yeah, that's
it. I watch you and I enjoy your content and or just your positive vibe. I enjoy this. This is going to be a staple of my memory probably the rest of my life. Wow. Never done one of these. Yeah. I appreciate the opportunity.
And if you're okay with it, Pale, I would love to have you on after, you know, a series of seasons that we do. We're going to get you back on here, man. If there's anything that's happening, you know, we have a lot of streamers that we're going to be interviewing here, and we have them scheduled out. But anytime in the next year or something, we would love to have you back on. Anything that, you know, just to get back with you. So this isn't the only time, because, you know, you rock, dude. So, you know. Yeah. So, guys, that's Pale Rider X. Any last thing that you want to say to them before we get going?
Goodbye, sweet Joanna.
I tried to do a harmony. Oh, and by the way, his clips also, he sings a ton, which is great. So make sure you check that out. All right, Pale.
Like I'm eating a brick. All right.
So, no, you're fine, dude. He sounds great. Oh, anyways, everybody, this has been GTKS, Getting to Know Streamers. Man, it was so awesome, so, so, so awesome to meet Pale Rider XP. Listen, guys, if you want to get to know him, all of his socials, even St. Jude, we're going to get a link for that in the podcast info. So make sure, guys, you hit that info down. If you want to see him, please follow him, subscribe, see what he's got going on. And also, if you would like to follow our Twitter, it's GTKS Podcast. That's it. You can just follow it at GTKS Podcast. Or if you're saying, you know what, I may want to be on this episode, or maybe you'd like to apply for an application or just boost our confidence, that's fine. Our email is gtks.podcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much. You are awesome. And another big shout out to Pale Rider XP. See you guys next time.
Later, dudes.
Laters. Later.